Yes, sir. We are live once again, baby, from Trenton Falls. I said Trenton Falls. Trenton Falls, whoa. New Jersey. Clap it up. Your boy is fried. It is Monday night, so you know what time it is. It's Mo Sports TV. I'm here with my guy, Nick Orr. I'm here with my guy, Black Ed. And we here to talk some NBA playoffs. Game one. A lot of great games. Some blowouts. But there are some damn good games. And we gonna talk about it. And we gonna talk about how the Bucks is whooping that Heat ass right now. Boy, god damn, nigga.
Yeah, niggas is ass.
Them niggas is ass for this right now. They're getting smoke. What's the score right now? It is
78-51
at the half. Shout out to Miami. They getting touched in Miami. Pause.
What?
Wait. All right. I guess. Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like shooting. Yeah. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. No?
Pause.
No. Pause? All right. Nah. All right. So, is it going to be a sweep? I'm looking like the way they whooping their ass right now, like...
I think I said Bucks in five, and that's where I'm sticking with.
Yeah. What would we say, seven?
You guys had the Heat in seven.
Yeah. I don't think it's going that far.
No.
No. I do not think the Heat are going to win this series anymore.
If the Heat were going to get a win, it was game one. They had the opportunity. Giannis shit the bed down the fucking stretch. Bailed out by Middleton and Holiday.
Hey, yo, shout out to all my people in the comments. Fuck Trae Young, you fucking bot. Fuck you, you fucking pussy.
I think they get one.
The Heat, maybe.
They get one.
They should have gotten game one.
I think they definitely get one. They even could pull off two if they can get their fucking act together. The first game was close. Let's not get it fucked up here. We can recap the first game real quick. Like, them niggas... It was close. It was a close game. It went down to the very end.
The Heat exposed the Bucks' weaknesses down the stretch. And that is Giannis at the fucking free throw line. And Giannis, anytime there's fucking pressure, he's not very good.
What did he shoot?
Shout out to Chris Middleton, man.
He shot pretty horrible.
Game one.
Chris Middleton, didn't he hit the clutch joint?
Yeah, he
hit the clutch shot. All right. He finished the game off.
No, he hit the game. And then Holiday blocked Butler's 3-point attempt.
Great defense by the underdog once again. Nobody talks about Drew Holiday. But I feel like so many people talk about how underrated he is that he's really actually rated where he's at now.
He should be a fucking all-star every year. But he should be an all-star every year.
I feel like. I don't know. I feel like so many people say that now. Like, underrated. Oh, he's so underrated. You hear it out of everybody.
It's true.
He's not underrated anymore. He's
good.
He's good. We know it. You got your flowers, bro. I don't want to hear that underrated shit.
He should be an all-star perennially.
I don't want to hear that shit no more. He should be an all-star. And he will be an all-star probably next year.
I would imagine so.
Because everybody is up on him now.
Yep.
Especially after this playoffs, will probably be up on him for real, for real.
Bigger stage. He's a dog on defense and solid point guard. Yeah, 11 assists so far at the half.
11 at the half?
Yep.
Wow. That's sad.
I mean, Bryn Forbes has 19 points at the half.
Who's that?
Bryn Forbes has 19 points at
the half. Can a nigga tell me who that is? That's terrible.
Man. Bryn.
Bryn Forbes.
Bryn.
Yeah. Oh, say less.
Probably playing Bryn Forbes. Out of like fucking Stockton or something.
All right, so let's get to a real game here that we have to talk about. And that's my Knicks against the Hawks. I'll give some applause for the Hawks. Y'all played a rough, tough game with us. Y'all came away with the victory. Y'all earned it. But it was the hard way. But Trae Young, you're a fucking bitch. You're a fucking pussy and you're a fucking bot. You fucking drew 9 free throws in the last 6 minutes. Doing that goofy ass fucking stop. Yeah. Fucking chicken wing into the person from the back.
Shit's wet.
Pause. And then drawing a foul. That shit is not basketball. You a pussy. You soft. You got no heart. And you got no hair, nigga. Cut that shit, boy. Let that shit go. Trying to hide bald spots and shit. Hair looking like a Brillo pad ass nigga. Ugly as hell, bitch. Fuck Trae Young. Knicks in five, pussy. That's all I gotta say about that.
Can we talk about the game, though?
Why are you so mad at Trae Young?
Because he's a fucking bot, and I hate the way that he plays.
I would be mad at Julius Randle if I
All right, so let's get down to real business here.
There's no excuses.
Because I'm not talking about that clown anymore. Julius Randle is the real reason why we lost the game. Like, that's the real true reason why we lost the game.
RJ Barrett.
Julius Randle.
Yes.
Yeah, he didn't necessarily.
Six of 15, one of six from three.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you're correct. Bullock played a part of it too.
3 of 9. 0 for 5 for three.
Yeah. There's some players that did not play well. Regular we did not play a good game as of team yesterday.
Regular
we
season Randle shot 6 of 23.
Yeah, terrible.
That's your MVP?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. He is. Okay. Still is. Mm. Fuck out of here. All
right.
And just for him, this is what I seen out the game, all right? Yeah, we lost. Okay, cool. But we played one of the worst games we played in a long time. We didn't even play good defense really either last game. We let a lot of open shots happen, let a lot of offensive boards happen, a lot of goofy shit went down.
The Hawks shot 92% from the free throw line, and you guys shot 73%.
Yeah, not good. That's not good.
I told you the shooting was going to be a big difference come playoff time between these two teams.
The free throw?
I mean, you got to make free throws. You got to make threes. Like, you guys shot 33% from
the
three.
We had the open looks.
73%
see, this is the difference.
44% from the field.
This is the difference.
That's not going to win.
Yeah, we played bad as fuck and still only lost by 2 points. We had to get one of the worst performances out of one of our best players and one of their best players, best performances, just to only beat us by 2 fucking points on a fucking buzzer beater.
I'm not worried, my nigga.
I knew it would become
moral victory
Monday.
I'm not
worried.
Very quickly.
How's it moral victory?
Because you
guys played the It's just facts.
Listen, we're going to get to your team in a second. Because I already told you.
Right now, all that matters are wins and losses, sir.
Okay.
You guys got an L.
Okay. Yes, we do. We sure do have an L.
For buzzer beater. Okay.
Cool.
All that hard work and all those parades that you threw for getting home court.
Yo, bro, Nick. It's one game.
You're not going to the finals, Nick. Sorry.
You lost home court.
It's but not your team's not going to the finals, though. But you're not going to the finals. You're still going to have to pay us $100 next Monday. So it doesn't matter.
Immediately.
It doesn't matter. I will out the situation anyway.
How do you figure?
I got a free $100. What are you talking about?
How are you going to get $100?
Because Nick's in six.
Okay.
Even if
Knicks
listen,
and five,
even
bro,
if the Hawks,
we win it four
even,
straight.
Listen,
fuck
even,
that.
Even if the Hawks win it six, we still won two games. So you still have to pay me $100. So it doesn't matter.
You are guaranteeing victories that you've never had. But this team has never won a playoff game, and you are just set in that they're going to win
Knicks
two.
And five.
And you haven't been to a, and you haven't been a finals in how long?
More recently than you.
All right, so let's talk about the Sixers Wizards, because I personally was not fucking impressed with your team, Nick. Yeah. I was not impressed.
Too many mysteries. Since we
not impressed.
Don't you switch up?
Not
because
impressed.
I have receipts here of
not
you talking about the Sixers game. Don't start.
Of what? Saying how what? Fucking
no. Ed actually said. Ed was like, "Yeah, Sixers look good. You know, if they were going to lose a game in this series, this was probably the loss."
That was supposed to lose.
Yeah. With Embiid in foul trouble.
And what I say about Ben.
Was not a good game by the Sixers.
What I say about Ben.
I don't think so.
That he's the best defensive player in the NBA.
No, I didn't. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, he did.
You just said, well, this nigga. Shut up, nigga. This nigga just chatting right now. Making up lies for the camera. This is crazy. But y'all only beat them by 7 points, and the game was close the whole game, bro.
So we won, right?
Y'all won.
Okay.
Y'all won, but I wasn't impressed. I was not.
I don't need you to be impressed.
I was not. Ben Simmons, 0 for 6 from the free throw line?
15,
and you want to talk about free throws?
15 rebounds, 15 assists.
You
want to
talk about free throws?
15 rebounds, 15 assists.
So what?
So?
We're not going to go to
zero
Ben.
For
we're
six
not
going to
go to
free throw line.
We're not going
to. So that's enough. That's enough.
Missed about four of them in the last minute of the game.
So Ben doesn't need a score.
Yeah.
At all.
No.
Okay. You're fucking deluded.
That Ben doesn't need to score? He's averaging like fucking 14 points a game this year. We don't need him to be a scorer.
The real person that needs to score is Tobias Harris.
He took care of business.
But.
Yeah, there's too many wide open.
Ben Simmons does need to score.
37 points.
Cool.
15 and 29. That's over 50% shooting.
Okay.
Bro, you let Washington play a fast-paced game against y'all, and I'm not impressed.
By
y'all not commanding the game, y'all should have blew them niggas out.
Minutes.
If y'all are who y'all say y'all are, y'all should be blowing these fucking teams out. It shouldn't be no fucking pity pat. Let's play with Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal and see if we can fucking go bucket for bucket with them. That shit is not going to work against a real fucking squad.
We won the game by three possessions.
No. Seven points.
That's three possessions.
7 points, bro.
It takes three possessions
care.
To score seven
it's three,
points.
Yeah, it's three possessions, but I don't give a fuck.
That's enough.
That's not. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
One
you need 10 points. Y'all need
winning
to
by
beat
1 point
the Wizards
enough.
By at least 10 points.
All
bro.
We need to do is beat, we need to win by one.
Nah, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, y'all need to be winning in convincing style against teams that are 8 seeds.
I don't just feed into what Nick's talking about because I know how to see
8 seed team against a 1 seed team. I expect the 1 seed to win by 10 points at least, bare minimum. And that's if they have a okay game. I don't think y'all had a great game. I don't.
You think you had a great game, Nick?
Yeah. I think that we played probably as poorly as humanly possible and still won by 7 points.
Okay.
So
that's what I'm telling you.
But that
that's what I'm
but listen,
exactly what
but
I'm
not
telling
gonna,
you.
I'm not, I don't need the moral victory. We got a victory. So it doesn't fucking matter. I don't have to excuse anything. We got to win.
You got to win.
You have,
that, but I'm not impressed.
You have to dig through the excuse bucket to make everything okay, and that's fine. We got a win. You got a loss.
We literally said the Knicks played like shit. What else you want us to say?
They played like absolute dog shit.
What else you want us to say?
And we still lost.
What else you want us to say?
You lost.
We did lose, but what else you want us to say? We played like shit.
You're going to lose on Wednesday?
No, we're not.
On Friday?
No, we're not.
Yep. It's over.
You're not going to the finals, so.
Regular season Randall.
Look, he's giving niggas badges after one playoff game. That's wild. Look at the delusion all over his face. That's just unbelievable, Nick. Let's clap it up for Nick's delusion.
I am only
Jesus
speaking
Christ.
On what I saw.
We're not going to win one game, huh?
Nope.
Realistically think that.
You did your best and had fun.
That's sad,
realistically
bro.
Think that.
That's sad, bro.
I'm happy, too.
You're a sad individual. You are.
Y'all niggas better go to the finals, bro.
You are.
Okay.
You don't go to the finals.
This is a sick Negro.
Yeah.
Is that going to be moral victory if you don't go to the finals?
If we don't go to the finals, the season's a fucking disaster.
You're still going to be trusting the process.
All right, so speaking of disasters, we really need to talk about the real disaster. And that's the Los Angeles Lakers. The Los Angeles Lakers played a dog shit game.
They are moral victory fucking crew, bro.
They justifying this. All right.
Every first game, LeBron always lets the other team win. What?
I'm not.
DeAndre Ayton absolutely tossed around Andre Drummond.
Drummond fucks up the whole. There's no spacing on the floor. He's on the floor. This,
right. And that's what I was going to bring up too, because that's a good point. Like, Drummond and AD have no business on the floor together.
None.
Like, when I'm talking about no business on the floor together, I'm talking about no fucking shot, bro.
It looks very Al Horford, Joel Embiid.
Yes,
from
it looks
last
nasty.
Year.
It's nasty.
They're trying
there.
To share space on offense, and they bumping into each other is not a good look.
But that doesn't excuse.
They got Drummond off the fucking court though. They only played 19 minutes.
But okay, once they did that, what happened?
They
AD was still playing
they
like
lost.
A bitch.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Jay Crowder locked him up.
This is what
just
I
like I
get.
Told you.
Niggas told. Yeah, you just had that. Good take. You got that. Give him a clap because that's what he wants. He wants his fucking flowers.
Flowers.
Every fucking pot. He wants his fucking flowers.
Yo,
so
Nick,
let's give it to him. Let's
Nick
give it to him.
Loves. He just needs validation.
I love everything
that he gets right. Congrats.
Yes.
Congrats.
More.
But, yo, listen, AD's the same dude people were screaming last year that he was
better than Tim Duncan.
I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
This is the guy that was better than Tim Duncan?
Who the fuck said that?
That was some wild bullshit. Yep.
Wow.
It's not just made up, like.
Jeez Louise.
They were saying that AD was better than Tim Duncan, Dirk Nowitzki, fucking KG. Like, I'm just like, okay.
With one ring?
With one ring and a ton of injuries his whole career. Like, all right.
A bubble ring at that from Weenie Hut Jr. Please.
But yeah,
AD.
He let Jay Crowder strap him. Like, I don't understand that.
Clamped him. What was the stats on that, Nick? What was AD's like field goal percentage?
It was 5 of 16.
5 of 16?
Yeah.
Under 30%. Okay, cool.
LeBron was 6 of 13, just under 50%. He turned the ball over five
Dennis
times.
Dennis Schroeder was playing like a bitch ass nigga too.
Bro, Schroeder's not like that. I don't know why niggas think Schroeder is like super like that to the point where he could just decline the Lakers contract and just fucking.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm just like, yo, you fucked
goofy.
Up the bag.
He's
like,
so goofy for that. Why? Like, what, bro? He about to get exposed this playoffs.
Maybe he doesn't like playing with Bron. Just wants the fuck out of there.
Hey, that could be. Honestly, I didn't think about that.
Double agent? He's a double agent? That'd be tough.
No, I mean, you get You get there, you think it's going to be one way and it's another. Maybe that's the case. Who knows?
Devin Booker is fucking.
They can't
balling.
Cover Booker.
No one can.
Who's minus 19, drugs? AD was minus 19.
Oh, that's stinky.
It was an embarrassing game for the AD.
They look bad.
The Suns absolutely dominated.
And it looked really bad that LeBron fucking.
He
flopped up that.
Listen,
that fall.
All right,
and
can
then,
we get into that?
And
please?
Then went and curled over in a ball in the corner,
like his arm was gonna fucking fall off. I want to get into that
because this nigga, Chris Paul, barely even grabbed him. Like he.
But Chris Paul did some bullshit too. I'm not gonna let
him. No, he fouled him.
I'm talking about Chris Paul's injury.
No.
Listen.
Come on, bro.
I know you don't take fucking Chris Paul slander fucking well. It's not even slander, but if he gets hurt this playoffs again.
No, I'm trying to talk about LeBron, nigga.
Nigga, two niggas got hurt, fake hurt. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Niggas wasn't fake. Bro.
Played 36 minutes.
LeBron was fake hurt. Huh?
Oh, yeah, Bron.
Paul still played 36
minutes. Did he commit like a violation or something?
Oh, yeah.
On that play? That's why I think he did all that shit. I'm like, bro, you fucking weird. Like,
bro, you think niggas going to the locker room twice over a fake injury, bro?
Yes. LeBron's done
bro,
it with cramps.
Come on, bro.
LeBron's done
let's,
it with
let's
cramps.
Let's be real. Let's be real, Ed. LeBron you think a nigga is going to go to
LeBron
the locker room twice?
LeBron done it with cramps.
I don't care what LeBron did.
Paul's not going to the locker room
twice in a playoff game
when he's one of the only two players with playoff experience.
No,
he can't get hurt during the playoffs anymore, bro. That's not an excuse. He does it every
playoffs.
All right,
it's not an excuse, but he played how many minutes, Nick? 36. That's starter. That's full game minutes right there. That's full game star minutes. And still went to the locker room twice.
LeBron also played 36. So.
Now, what I didn't like from LeBron is he barely got touched, and he act like he fucking tore his shoulder,
this
bro.
This is why I don't like LeBron.
I mean,
niggas get into a big fight where...
He did the same shit when Draymond didn't even hit him in the face, and he's claiming he got hit in the eye.
I couldn't see.
Three rings.
Unbelievable. He's too good. That's the thing. He's too good of a basketball player to have to ham it up like that.
It's not that he's too good. It's diluting the fucking...
He's 6'9". 6'9", 270 pounds. Come on, bro. Chris Paul's not fucking you up.
Right. He's also too skilled of a basketball player to be having to rely on those dramatics, in my opinion.
That's what kills me because, like,
he's
like a soccer player, bro. when it on the basketball court. He fucking flops around and he gets all dramatic when he gets touched, and then they expect a fucking flagrant out of it, and then cries when he doesn't get a flagrant or something crazier than a regular foul.
This man I made has the most excuses for Bron I ever seen.
And like the Bron fans are just thinking, are justifying him literally faking an injury. Flopping is one thing, right?
That's a strategy
to draw a foul, flopping, okay? All right, whatever. I don't like it, but it's part of the game. But faking a fucking injury on top of it, that shit ain't it, because now you got motherfuckers coming off the bench. You got coaches running off the fucking bench over that shit, over a fake fucking injury.
Because he needed
niggas could have got suspended over that shit,
He needed some rest because he's not a good free throw shooter down the stretch.
Suns players could have got suspended for that, bro, if they retaliated on that.
Mm-hmm.
That's corny, bro. I see what they was trying to do. They was trying to line the Suns up right there, bro. They was trying to line the fucking Suns up, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, please hit us back. Please, please, please. You saw all the Suns staff come off the motherfucking court. They said, hell no, you ain't lining us up like this.
Mm-hmm.
They got them the fuck off that court expeditiously.
Super weird.
Fucking weirdo dramatic shit that I don't like, bro. I don't give a fuck. I'm here to see basketball, nigga. I'm not here for niggas to get fake injuries and fake fight over shit that shit ain't. That's stupid. Play ball, man. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, he pussy. But anyway, I can't call an athlete pussy for the IBA, so no, I mean, you can call in too. I don't want you to feel like
Sergio Martinez said, what about Bron violating the COVID protocols as well?
Yeah. Superstars do superstar shit. Ooh. So I ain't even mad, bro.
He had to reveal his tequila, okay?
I'm not mad at Bron for having an event, you know what I'm saying? I'm with all the gangster shit. I'm with all the fun times, but
biggest fan of the biggest.
Everybody else gets held accountable for getting caught. Where's Bron accountability? And look, hey, if I'm the NBA, I'm not suspending LeBron either.
No way.
Star in the NBA. So
no way.
You just got to take that on the chin. It is what it is. Kobe Brown didn't like it, though, so that's all that matters. He made a video about it.
All right, so
Wait till Matt Barnes dusts you up.
Oh, spit on Matt Barnes.
all right. Big Ed said that, you know, Matt Barnes was a punk for driving out.
Stop
90 miles
sugarcoating
over his...
I said the nigga was lame because he fucking drove 90 miles for a fucking female. That was fucking his teammate. Y'all niggas need to stop saying they were friends. They were fucking teammates. They're not friends because you're fucking teammates.
You don't have to be friends with your teammates necessarily outside of the basketball court. I mean, it's better to, and you do are close because you are teammates and you're around each other all the time, but you don't necessarily got to be friends. You're right. Yeah, and then supposedly somebody in the group knew Matt Barnes and called him up. Debatable, who knows? And he said to Ed, you can't beat me, and you don't have more money than me. What? How do you feel about
that? And you're
that?
Worried about Ed Fernandez.
No, for real. Like, yeah, listen.
He ducking wreck from Kwame and trying to catch face with Ed Fernandez.
Like, don't worry about Kwame Brown, nigga.
Shout out to Matt Barnes, man. You want to settle this beef with Ed, nigga? Come right here, my friend. We could talk. Chat, boy. You could call us up. It's whatever. We could chat,
I'll tap
boy.
In with Kwame, too.
Let's tap in. Yeah, Kwame, tap in, too. Fuck out of here. Damn right.
Yeah, but I'm not sorry about what I said. Fuck you, Matt Barnes.
That's the most sports way, my friend.
Talking greasy to me, but then you get on national TV, you talk polite to Kwame Brown, talking about you don't know why he's coming at you.
I don't know why you're mad.
Like, what? Y'all niggas is weird. So are you, Stack 5. You're weird as fuck, too. Y'all niggas was talking hella polite, then all of a sudden, 3 days later, y'all take a photo with fucking Zach Randolph. Like, Kwame Brown's a country nigga, bro. Like, he's cut down south.
Bro, he don't care,
bro. He's talking about tractors, and he owns a tractor.
He don't care, bro. He was talking cash shit to a lot of motherfuckers this past week or so, and one of whom was Charlemagne the God. And yeah, that nigga copped the ultimate plea to Kwame Brown. He made himself the donkey of the day.
Jemele Hill went running. Like, yeah. I want nothing to do with this. She's like, I checked my social media to make sure I didn't clown Kwame over the last 15 years.
he can become a crazy ass Stephen A too.
Kwame don't care, man. He gonna tell it like it is. And but he's been in the game for a little bit, I don't too, know if even though he was ass, but you know what I'm saying? Shit, 12, he was in the game. Years.
I watched his little live he had on
YouTube.
He
was in the game, so he's seen a lot, probably.
How he was explaining to him, it made sense.
They scared. They don't want no problems with fucking Kwame.
I'm talking about, like, the whole story about him explaining, like, why he was so ass in the league. Like, it made sense. I'm like,
He was set up.
He was
set up to fail, but the NBA needed to change the direction they were going, because their association with the NCAA was suffering, and the quality of basketball player they were getting was also suffering, because a lot of kids were going straight from high school to the NBA,
right?
That didn't have the talent to succeed.
Yeah,
right.
And they were missing out on education, and they were missing out on the opportunity to get to a level where they could succeed.
Yeah.
And the NCAA did not like motherfuckers coming out of high school.
Oh, God,
at
no.
All.
No. Oh,
fuck yeah, no. Nah. And you know how the NCAA be coming.
Well, it don't even fucking matter. The NCAA is about to have to start paying motherfuckers, dude. They're going to have to start paying people, because all these high schoolers going to G League one bill.
I agree with that. I hope they do. They deserve the fucking money. It's fucking ridiculous what the NCAA is doing. So basically, they set up Kwame, and they made a big fucking fuss about how bad Kwame was.
There's a lot of really bad number one picks over the years. Michael Olowokandi was garbage.
Anthony Bennett
was cheeks.
Dog shit. I mean, a lot of bad picks.
I think Kwame Brown just stand out because who he played with. He played with Jordan.
No, Jordan didn't exactly have a great history of drafting.
Oh yeah, fucking terrible.
Jordan just now getting shit together with the Hornets. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Barely.
It is what it is. I watched his YouTube live, and he explained everything, why he's like this. And Gilbert Arenas said he didn't want no smoke with him, so.
If Gilbert Arenas wants no sauce with Kwame Brown.
He already said, I seen him beat up three bouncers or some nut shit like that.
Oh, yeah, fuck that, bro. Yeah. They don't want no problems with Kwame. Hell no. All right, so
we're circling back to the NBA. What's up with the Jazz?
They need Donovan Mitchell.
There's grumblings about that locker room still being divided.
Because of the Frenchman?
Because of Gobert's relationship with Mitchell.
Yeah.
And my understanding right now is it's not divided evenly. It is divided 14-1.
Like, they want him gone.
And everybody's on Gobert's side.
What?
Yes.
Who said this?
It was all over Twitter this afternoon.
Sheesh.
Everybody's on Gobert's side.
Yes.
And they want Donovan Mitchell. They don't fuck with Donovan.
That's the rumor I read today.
Wow. I don't know.
There we have it. There we have it.
Very interesting indeed.
So maybe Donovan Mitchell isn't hurt. Maybe he's holding up.
Maybe there is some beef involved.
Maybe he's like, y'all don't fuck
with me.
He's like,
playing. Y'all not fucking with me? Okay.
He was playing, and then
out of nowhere, too.
He wasn't even listed on the fucking report.
Right, he was going to play, And now, nothing, poof. No Donovan Mitchell tonight.
Still hurt.
Switch your DFS lineups. No Donovan Mitchell.
Right.
What the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
They're saying he's going to play Thursday? Is that what they play? They play Wednesday or Thursday?
We'll see his performance.
Wednesday, I believe they play.
Tomorrow.
They're supposed to play Wednesday. He's supposed to play again. We'll see.
If he doesn't, we know.
If he don't play, that's saying something, bro.
Yeah.
Let's give it up for the Grizzlies, though.
Yeah.
Dylan Brooks. My boy is a dog, a two-way animal.
He's
getting big steals.
He's making a name for himself.
Strapping motherfuckers and dropping clutch buckets.
Fuck that. Let's give it to the big man.
Brooks is very Drew Holiday-ish.
Okay.
Okay. Two-way. Uh-huh. That makes sense.
He might be a little bit better offensively.
He's one of the few two ways in this league. Like yep. A good ass two way is very rare to find. Like a very good two way that can shoot and strap up and make shots off the dribble and drive and dunk and all of that. That's what Dylan Brooks can do at his highest point.
I like.
So if he can grow from this and maintain this play, he's going to be a beast.
Yeah, that's my fucking dog right there, yo.
Jonas is a beast.
Jonas is fucking crazy.
Bro, he gets fucking 20 fucking boards a game.
Yeah, I mean, he's an animal.
Fucking nuts. Of course,
man.
That's what he does, man.
And Morant is...
He's showing up.
He's growing up in front of everybody's eyes.
Night,
I mean.
Yeah. I know this is old, but I like how he was shooting against the Warriors. He was actually shooting.
Yep.
Right.
If he gets a jump shot, he did...
That's what we said before. We were like, look, he's not playing too well this season, but if he can find a jump shot and some consistency, he can be the player that everybody thinks he is, and that's what he did the other night.
I mean, he closed both of the games out.
Yeah.
Great. How many points did he get?
Morant with 26 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. Brooks had 31, 7, and 2. They both shot over 50%.
That's good, man.
That's what's up. That's real numbers. That's how you got to play.
Memphis is dangerous as they get older. This team's going to be good for a really long time if they can lock everybody up. They don't have any money to spend, but they can keep what they have. They're in good fucking shape.
I think they do. Too. I think they all take like pay cuts and shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, they don't really even have to take pay cuts. They got 3 superstars that they're going to have to pay, which makes sense. Every team can do that. And then you're probably going to end up overpaying to keep Kyle Anderson and Jaren Jackson because you can.
And even talk about Jaren Jackson Jr., man. You know what I'm saying?
Really like on that
team? Another young beast.
What I really like on that team? I didn't think I was going to like him because he was a dirty player in college.
Grayson Allen.
Yeah.
Yep. He's a dirty player in the NBA, too.
Yeah.
He is constantly trying to trip somebody, kick the fucking feet out from him. He's a piece of shit. Most Duke players are. But.
Right.
He fits.
Yeah, he does.
And he can shoot.
He's playing ball.
He shoots well from 3. Let's give Iman his fucking flowers with the fucking Clippers.
All right, Iman. Congrats.
I will say this, Iman. If fucking Luka doesn't play like that every night, y'all are in trouble.
Yeah, nah. The Mavs showed up to play, and the Clippers absolutely did not show up to play. That's for fucking sure.
Kawhi really showing he can't lead a team right now. It's really bad. He's showing that he can't lead his. Am I wrong with it?
No.
It's sad. Like, I was fucking with Kawhi for a minute, but it's just like.
Where Kawhi went wrong is he picked Paul George to be his right-hand man.
Stinks.
And demanded that it be him. And Paul George just ain't it in the playoffs.
It's sickening, bro, because I really thought they had a chip on their shoulder.
I thought
they were going to fucking kick it in the fucking next gear and fucking play how they're supposed to fucking play.
No, you know I was all over them last year saying that they were trash and they weren't ready. Yeah. I thought it was different, but no, they are the same exact team.
The Paul George trickery. The regular season trickery
for
them. I'm not saying he can't do that every night. I'm saying... He has to.
I really enjoyed him backing down Beverly and telling him you're too small.
So you're too fucking small. Fuck you, Beverly.
Yo, man, we were trying to give you flowers and you're still crying.
Why
does
your European accent
sound like Asian?
Because
what country is he? He's from Spain, right?
Yo, can you clap it up for our baby's crying in there. You can clap it up for the Grizzlies, but you can't clap it up for the Clippers. Oh, for the Mavs? Fuck you.
We gave you... this is the second clap. Fuck you, I mean. Fuck you. You're not getting another clap.
Enough of the Mavericks. Moving on. Celtics Nets.
Just ruined it.
Nah, they play good. Good job, Mavs. Honestly, I'm not giving up on the Clippers yet. Completely. Maybe that was just some rust. Y'all knows.
Do them dirty tonight, though?
Yeah, then
Mavs
it's
six.
GG's. Yeah.
Mavs are 6. I don't know what else to say. It's GG's.
Yeah.
Paul George ain't fucking it. He fucking stinks.
I mean, the first...
They come out and stink it up again. Yeah.
We all have to keep in... Remember that it's one game for everybody so far. If we're making knee-jerk reactions. I'm backing off the Clippers right now, though, because... they needed to come out and show that they were meant to be in the playoffs, because they didn't last year, and here we are again. They're in trouble.
Yeah,
they have no picks.
The West is kind of wide open.
It is.
It's making my Suns prediction.
It's looking
look,
Suns.
Look
it's
nice.
Looking like Suns. I like the Suns. I really like the Suns now, because of what I've seen off of one game. And honestly, we shouldn't be judging so hardly off of one game, because that's kind of what we've been doing this whole time.
But with that game, with the Mavs Clippers,
that's change in one game, honestly. All these series can change in one game, because there's a lot of close games, too.
Okay.
Making it seem that people are getting swept already after watching one game. I'm not going to sit up here and say that.
Well, Bucks are going to win theirs.
Yeah, the Bucks are up 31 now.
Yeah.
Shout out to Goni, man. Shout out to him. Give niggas their money.
Let's talk about the Nets. The Nets and the Celtics. Celtics really do need Jaylen Brown badge.
Oh, yeah. They're not good without him.
They need JB. That's for sure.
It's too much for Tatum to do by himself.
Yeah.
Shot 6 of 20. You can't win with that.
6 for 20, bro?
Yeah. It was very Julius Randle-ish.
But this is the thing. This fucking dickhead, Kemba Walker, got to step up. Like, I don't understand why he's not.
They're
he doesn't have the
Kemba.
Pressure on him
he's
anymore.
Done up.
You
honestly,
know,
he's done
up. Michael Jordan got fucking crucified for not giving him a max contract. That was the smartest thing Charlotte has done in a very long time. They got out of a really bad situation because Kemba was aging and hurt, and they ended up with a cheaper version, Kemba Light, in Rozier, and that worked out.
Kemba has had me fooled.
You know what it is? He was the number one option.
He had me fooled.
That's why. He was the number one option.
I even was at a point, I was praying that Kemba came to New York when he was a fucking free agent. I thought he would have been perfect for New York.
I thought he was going to be a superstar going to Boston.
I thought it was going to be, you know what I mean, a match made in Boston. Yep. And he is just not it anymore.
They should have kept Hayward and shipped Walker out.
Yeah.
Smart run the offense.
Smart. I don't get why Smart's not running the show when it comes to the backcourt. You know what I'm saying?
Evan Fournier's been kind of shitty, too.
He is very streaky.
He's the very poor man's version of Hayward. That's exactly what he is. That's how they play. Mm-hmm. He's a very poor man's version of Hayward. And I didn't think Hayward had that much of an impact on Boston last year. And now I see how much of an impact he actually did. And you see what type of impact he's doing
scorer.
In Charlotte as well.
He was another scorer.
Yeah, man.
82 of the 104 points scored by the Nets from the big three.
That's not scary, Nick?
No.
How is that not scary?
Doesn't scare me.
So, I'm saying still Nets in 4.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a sweep. That's not even a gentleman's
sweep. Saying Nets in 4. What about the Nuggets and the Blazers?
Nuggets are hurting right now.
Yeah.
They really need Jamal Murray.
I think Portland played about as good of a game as you're going to see from them.
I told you it was going to be a good series. I called that shit. I said, I knew
it's not going to be a good series now. I'm thinking about it because they really need, like Nick was saying, other.
I said, no Jamal Murray. I said, it's the Jamal Murray for me.
I think Denver works their way back into this one, still wins the series. You're not going to catch Carmelo putting up 20 a game.
Seven?
Six.
Six?
Yeah. I still like Denver in 6.
I like the Blazers.
This is going to be one of the more fun series, though.
It's going to be a good series. It's going to be a good series. I'm telling you. Nuggets are going to get some. I'm still saying Blazers in 7. Blazers in 7. And Damian still, you know what I mean? Playoff Dame. You know what time it is, bro. You know what time it is. It's playoff Dame time. And you know he's going to get off, bro. So don't let everybody else
snaps, it never fucking leads him anywhere. Like,
yeah, playoff Dame is...
it's hot and cold.
Listen, playoff Dame...
It shuts off after a couple rounds.
Yeah, because his fucking team usually sucks around him.
Yeah.
He has a decent team around him this time around. I don't know. They're healthy.
So if he doesn't do it this year, then what?
I don't know. Because he's
Niggas
going
to have a talk, because we have to talk about everybody else when they don't make it out.
The Dame is entering the we're going to have a chat area of his career.
Yes.
He needs to reach a finals at some point.
You got to look at his career, what teams were in the West his whole career. We're talking about Warriors. We're talking fucking
niggas did it
LeBron
to T-Mac.
Lakers. You know what I mean?
Niggas did it to T-Mac.
We're talking fucking Thunder. We're talking, niggas, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, there are superstars that played in the East that had LeBron James going to the finals every year for fucking 10 years. That's the way the cookie crumbles. Be better. Go get yourself on a super team, Dame.
Your team can't be an excuse anymore.
McCollum's a good player.
He's not enough, though.
McCollum's great. I think they have a good team around him this time around. That's what I'm saying. They got a pretty full team. They got a good squad.
So there's no excuse that he should go far.
Yeah, he's 1-0 in the first round.
I don't think they're deep enough.
What chat are we having right now? He's 1-0 in the playoffs right now against a good-ass Nuggets team.
He hasn't been to a finals.
He
hasn't even been to a Western Conference final.
Yeah, he was.
What year?
The year that he sent Oklahoma City home, they went to the conference finals.
Oh, yeah.
You dropped it from fucking three court, damn near half court for the game in fucking Paul George's face.
So?
I don't know. Playoff Dame is like that, is what I'm saying. And you better watch the fuck out for Playoff Dame and the Blazers. Fuck out of here. Like you said, the West is wide open.
It is. Yep.
Right? The West is fucking wide open. Don't let Dame get hot.
And I think the winner of this series ends up being a real dangerous team.
I think the Blazers can be a dangerous team.
If they, yeah.
They do it every year. They upset somebody every year, bro. Do it every time, bro.
But they don't do nothing with it.
I'm still split on this series. I think Denver wins.
What do they do with it, though? They upset people.
I wouldn't be surprised if Portland took it, but I'm gonna stick with my pick with Denver. I think you're going to see Jokic have a big game tonight, and Porter Jr.
Kyle Rob made up a good point. If we would have to get Dame out of here, we have to get CP3 out of here too.
Yeah, let's chat about CP3. He's doing great on every team that he plays for. I mean, the fuck? I'm not talking about Dame or CP3. Y'all two are. I'm not talking about that shit because I think CP3 is one of the best point guards to ever play the game.
Would you be a bias?
No. It's facts. I think Chris Paul, regardless of playoff, whatever, he's a top three point guard of all time. Easily. He cannot make a finals for the rest of his career, and I still think he's a top three point guard ever.
I agree. Yeah.
No.
That's tough for me. I don't know.
Chris Paul's an elite level defender too.
Just Chris Paul, like Chris Paul to me is just that the definition of a point guard. Definition of the best point guard that you could ever have.
You being biased.
No, I'm not. How am I being biased? It's fucking Chris Paul, nigga. Do you ever watch this nigga play?
So Steph's not better than Chris Paul?
No.
All right. Next subject.
That's tough. I can't call it. Did we miss any games?
It's fucking close. That's a close one.
Why do you believe CP3 is better than Steph? As a defense, pretty much.
Yeah, I think that makes the big difference.
So where do accolades come in?
I mean. What, like that's the MVPs? Why, is that what you're saying?
MVPs.
Yeah, no, I know. That's why I'm saying it's close.
I mean, that's why you know what I mean? But as far as like, I don't know. You know what I mean? If Chris Paul actually had like was with a real squad, like,
I mean, if Chris,
at any point,
you
like,
give Chris Paul prime, Kevin Durant, and Klay Thompson, he's probably going to win a title as well.
Or he'll get hurt.
If Chris Paul goes to the Lakers
or he'll get hurt.
With Kobe,
he's got three, and we're not even having that conversation. Right.
Three ringer right there.
But he did.
He didn't. He got fucked. Okay. And every time he it looked he like the, he could win a championship, he got hurt in the fucking.
And then he got a knife in his back from Harden,
which was great. Like that still hurts me that they broke them two up because yeah they didn't fuck with each other. Like
so he didn't have teams. Clippers.
That Clippers team was not built to win.
Okay. That team was not like it was good. It was a good team, but it's just it wasn't coming out of the West over Kobe team.
I never believed in Blake Griffin the way everybody else did.
That was a good team as well. Harder? That was the best chance he had. That was the real best chance he had. They were beating the fucking.
Oh,
they were
yeah,
one
yeah.
game from beating fucking Golden State with Durant.
Right, and Paul got hurt in Game 6.
They were up 3-2. On that Golden State team, one of the best teams in league history, man. And he got hurt.
That was his shot.
That was the real shot for him.
And then there was friction the next year between him and Harden. And then they shipped him to Oklahoma City like his career was over.
Yo, Diggs is crazy.
For Westbrook.
They made him a fucking castaway for Oklahoma, and he sent them niggas to the playoffs.
Cool. Talking more of victories right now. He's not winning shit.
So if he goes to the finals this year, does that vindicate him?
Close to the finals, if he wins, yes.
Well, he's not going to win because he's going to lose to the Sixers. But if he gets there,
so we're doing more victories. They just talk about more victories, but don't want to talk about more. That's more victories.
Suns scrape y'all in the finals anyway. If you somehow miraculously beat the fucking Nets, which I don't see happening,
the Bucks are going to beat the Nets, my friend.
Whatever, bro. Whatever your little dream scenario works out.
I'm highly disappointed in both of y'all with this CP3 shit, bro.
No, I don't care. You can call it what you want.
Just say you're biased about him.
I am biased.
I don't want to talk about it no more. You just say it.
You're the one that keeps bringing it up. No,
because I'm disappointed. Just say you're biased. We're going to edit the whole conversation.
I've been biased about Chris Paul.
As soon as you would have said he was biased at the beginning, I would have been like, all right.
You got a little crush on Steph Curry, though.
I'm biased about Steph Curry. You are super biased with Steph Curry as well. Yes, the fuck you are.
We haven't seen nobody, too.
You scream over Steph Curry right now. You're screaming over him.
Listen, have we ever seen no funny shit. Have
don't
we ever seen somebody
don't break the mic?
Have we ever seen somebody do what Steph Curry does?
No.
Right, I'm cool. But anyway, next Sunday, we're good.
I'm biased over Steph Curry too. It's just I love Chris Paul more. But
Steph Curry's a winner, so it doesn't matter.
He is a winner. Good for him.
So who's your top 5 point
call
guards?
Call in, Jamir. Please call in.
Who's your top 5 point guards?
Of all time?
Call in right now, Jamir.
Magic Johnson's the best point guard of all time.
Yes.
I think there's no question about that.
Yeah.
And then it's
I have Chris Paul.
Two and three.
Chris
I don't
Paul
know.
Two. One hasn't fucking won.
We gotta
factor everything in.
Bro,
he hasn't won shit.
Bro. It's all right, bro.
Because you're being fucking ridiculous, bro. Jamir, call in, bro.
Bro, it's all right. I'm not mad at you taking Steph Curry over Chris Paul. I really am not, because Steph Curry does have the accolades over Chris Paul. He really does.
So how's he?
Does he?
Yes.
If you stack it all, you think so?
Yes. 100%. Chris, don't.
He's the assist champion. He's the steal champion. What else? Fucking look it up, stat man.
Well, when it comes to that, yeah, I mean, Chris Paul does have him in a lot of categories that doesn't have to do with shooting. He has him in every other category. He has him in everything but shooting.
So
everything.
So he's a winner.
He's not a winner.
He has MVPs.
I'm talking about straight
he
basketball.
Has MVPs?
I'm talking about basketball.
Yes, MVPs.
I'm just talking about basketball.
He has MVPs.
So Steve Nash is just as good as Steph Curry because he also has two MVPs.
He doesn't. Has he won anything? Has he won it? Does he have a ring?
No.
Call again, Ja. My bad. Call again. Damn.
Yes, I mean, you're right.
What did I mean say?
He said he thinks rings come into play when everything else is too close.
Right. That's why I'm not mad about Steph Curry over Chris Paul. Like, I would even say Steph Curry over Chris Paul. It doesn't matter to me, but I think they're 2-3, and I think they're close. All right, Jamir's calling in. Hold on, Ja.
Chris Paul has been in the top 10 of the MVP voting.
Doesn't matter. He didn't win it.
8 times.
He didn't win it.
He
didn't win
yo,
it.
Yo, 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 yo.
One,
Yo, Nick and Steve-O, y'all said something.
Oh, here we go. This nigga John Mayer on the line. This nigga started off crazy.
This guy's crazy, bro.
Shout out to Ja Cal. Shout out to Ja Cal. What's up, Ja? What's going on, bro?
What's good? What's good, bro?
Speak your peace, bro. Speak your peace, bro.
Why are we letting him speak his peace? He should have shown up. Dude's got the nerve to call
twice
during the show.
For calling in instead of showing up.
Listen, I'm there in spirit, bro. But listen, first of all, CP3 is not better than Isaiah Thomas.
Yes, he is.
No,
I don't think he is.
Not better than Isaiah Thomas.
I'm not gonna.
Chris Paul's a 9-time All Defensive Team.
Cool. He hasn't won anything.
Yeah. See, y'all use different logic, different players.
I really hope he wins this year. I really do.
If he does, I
really do.
He's still not better
than
Steph.
He's
going to
shut everybody the fuck up if he wins one this year. Huh?
So if he wins one this year, he's what, number two? He was a number two if he wins one this year?
I don't even know. I can't call between Chris Paul and Steph Curry 2 and 3. I can't call it. I've been saying that. That's what I said from the beginning. I'm going to stick to that. Even if Chris Paul wins one, I still can't call it because Steph Curry has 3.
Yeah. Did you name your
and
top
MVPs,
five?
Huh?
Did you say your top 5 PGs yet?
Top 5? I have CP3 as 2. Steph Curry, CP3, 2-3, no matter what.
So do I.
In Magic 1. Number 1?
Yes. Facts. Those are my top 3, no matter what.
Then I have Jason Kidd at 4.
At 4? Like over Isaiah?
Yeah. And I have Stockton at 5.
Nick loves all around. But Nick loves defense. He rates defense very high.
I value two-way players a lot more than most.
I call that the Ben Simmons effect.
This isn't new. Trust me. I value defense for a long time. I'm a big Jordan guy, and I had a lot of respect for Kobe playing both sides of the fucking court too.
Damn, man. I'm mad as hell. JB hurt. I'm about to get smoked.
Yeah, you're done. Your team's getting swept, John. Clap your hands.
Yeah, fucking out of there.
You're getting swept, bro. GG's.
Hey, yo, Timo.
What's up?
Remember that one post you had the other day when you specifically said Frank was going to strap?
Yo, he got in for 1 minute.
I didn't get in for 1 minute. It was like fucking 20 seconds.
Bro, you specifically said he was.
I was wrong.
Guy.
He put Nilakina in a blender that I have never seen in a long time.
I didn't realize till I pulled up the box
that
score before
bad.
that was the only play he played.
Yeah, 30 seconds.
The only one.
That's why I don't know why the fuck Tibbs did that.
What was Tibbs doing?
You think he was trying to pull
so
him,
I'm going
to
tell you what Tibbs was doing. Look,
he explained this in the
I'm
going
to tell you, nobody
stupid.
Could stop Trae Young the whole game.
So take a guy that's been sitting on the bench for 3 hours.
Who's our best perimeter defender on the team?
Let's listen to
the best perimeter defender on our team?
But he hasn't even sweat yet today.
Right, no. That's where it gets funky. That, like, he took a gamble, and he fucked up.
Yeah.
He fucked up.
Yeah.
He took a gamble that he felt confident in Frank, and he took a gamble. It is a gamble because he's our best perimeter defender on the fucking team. He took a gamble.
If Frank would have shot them, Tibbs would have looked like a genius.
Whoa.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know how I would have been talking crazy right now if the Knicks would have won because he put fucking Frankie straps on him and he fucking steals the ball?
If that happened, I was definitely calling out with the shoulder injury that you guys have been going with the last couple weeks.
Bro, I'd have went fucking ballistic and the Garden would have fucking shit itself. So, like... Yeah. It's a gamble at the end of the day. He wanted the fancy ending.
I would have deleted my Facebook, all social media.
Jeez, bro. Just because the Knicks won one game, bro?
If Frank came in and locked him down on that play, yes. Oh, yeah, goodness. Absolutely. I was gone because I would not be able to listen to you. Change my phone number. It would be over.
But he got put in a fucking blender, and it was so bad I laughed. I never laughed at something so crazy.
Randall shit the bed for y'all.
He did. He played a very bad game. He played a very bad game, and that's why we really lost. That's the truth. I think so too. I think he bounces back tomorrow.
If he doesn't,
or Wednesday, whatever, whenever we play.
The shit out of him.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying? I think he said in his interview, he said, "Look, I was too hype." That's the team said this as overall in general. The team was hype. This is the first game with real fans. Now, let me tell you this. MSG was talking about they had 15,000 fans there. I'm going to tell you right fucking now. That was cap. That was cap, bro. They had that shit packed to the motherfucking tee up in the motherfucking garden. That shit was shaking, proving why we are the best stadium in fucking NBA. Period.
All right, this might be you to go.
The team got hype. The team got hype. And we got,
so we lost because they were too hyped.
We got emotional early. You know what I'm saying? We were nervous. We were hype.
You're all very emotional all the time. There's no questioning the emotion of the Knicks fan. Because I, like, drop a GIF under something, like, offering you a Kleenex, and I get paragraphs.
It's a passionate place.
It is.
The Garden. It's a different energy, and they've never felt that energy before. Playoff Garden. Without playing pretty much their whole careers, damn near without fans, because a lot of these kids are fucking 1-2 years into the fucking game. Like, yeah, like they weren't ready for that. You know what I'm saying? So now they're going to adjust. And that's what Randall said. I'm going to adjust and play accordingly. You know what I mean? And let's see what happens.
This is a string of bad shooting though, Corey.
Whatever. All right. Ja. I appreciate you, bro. Hang up.
Of course.
Fun with you, bro.
Monday.
All right. I'll see you next Monday.
Sure.
Liar.
We'll see about it. But, yeah. All right.
That's pretty much everything, bro.
No, we got one more topic. One more.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about it on NFL. This nigga Julio's out of here.
Shannon Sharp supposedly said that Julio Jones, well,
I don't think he supposedly said
he
anything.
Didn't supposedly say anything, actually. He called, Uncle Shannon Sharp calls up Julio Jones and says, hey, I've been hearing you wanting to go to the Cowboys. What's going on? Julio Jones says, yeah, man, I'm out of there, but I ain't going to the Cowboys. I want to win. And Uncle Sharp said, by the way, we're live.
Lost you.
All right, see you later. Gotcha. But was it real? Was it fake? Regardless, Julio said what he said, and he got his fucking message across, and he's fucking out of there, bro.
God.
But
how you
who's
feel
gonna
about
take
that,
his, who's gonna take the money? Because that's the real part.
How you feel know? About that, Nick?
It's basketball season.
Sheesh.
Cry about it when it happens.
Where do you think he could possibly go? Possible landing spots, 49ers. Real quick. Niners could be a possible landing
49ers,
spot.
49ers, probably Dolphins.
Dolphins would be a landing spot.
They're talking about the Chiefs.
And I did actually see that on Twitter. And if that happens, yeah. You know what's going to happen.
Tom Brady ain't getting it twice, is he?
I don't know. Because they just got a nice little lineman somewhere too, didn't they?
Ooh, Chiefs?
The Chiefs.
Yep.
They got a nice Pro Bowl lineman they traded for. They trade a second for Julio. That's very fucking scary. Very fucking scary.
We can't not get a first for Julio.
You're not getting a first. You're getting a second. That's what their asking price is. That's what I heard their asking price is, a second.
That it needs to be a first.
Why?
Not with that contract, sir.
What do you want to pay the best receiver in the NFL?
Ooh, that's debatable in people's eyes, you know? The skill set is there to be number one, but is he?
I mean, the question's been, is Julio the
Hopkins
best receiver?
Can say
or
that,
is,
too.
Is
you can
it
say that about Hopkins.
Yeah, but we've been doing this. Is it Julio or AB? Is it Julio or Calvin Johnson? Every, like, two or three years, either Julio or...
Who the fuck said that about Calvin Johnson?
When Julio and Calvin were in the league at the same time, that was
so
the question. Who was
Calvin
better?
So you think Calvin Johnson was better than Julio?
I mean, if you look at their stats, they're almost identical.
Stats?
The results don't count for anything. Anyway, Julio's been in the conversation for being one of the top three receivers in the NFL for over a decade.
Hey, look.
You got to get a first-round pick.
How old is Julio Jones? Real 30, question.
32? 31?
32.
Old.
How much money is owed to that man?
Way too much.
All right.
Like a bazillion dollars.
And why do you think he's not worth a first? That is why. He is 32 with a bazillion dollars owed to him. He's not worth a first, Nick. He's getting a second.
Second. Probably get a fourth. Third. Get a couple picks for him. Don't get it fucked up, but...
Yeah, you're going to get something nice.
The thing is, but it's gonna be what they're really looking for is fucking salary cap relief. And it's because the folks before did a bad job.
Well, now you got to deal with it. I don't know what to tell you.
Atlanta fucked up because, honestly, they should have been fucking trading him if this was the fucking case and this is how he fucking feels. You should have traded him before the offseason actually fucking started so you had more cap room to get fucking defensive players.
Which y'all desperately need.
Which we desperately need, and then turn around and go and pick a tight end at number four. This is why I'm really excited about basketball currently.
Bro, NFL season right around the corner.
It's wicked.
Bro.
It sure is. It sure did.
I'll be hibernating in the NFL season.
Don't worry, Corey will be too.
I know. No, I won't. I will not be.
10-7. What? Y'all went in division two, right?
Yes, we are actually.
Okay.
Something that your team is not going to do.
What? Win a division?
Yeah.
You don't think so?
No.
Why not?
Why not? Not better than the Seahawks.
What? Yeah. Okay.
Probably not better than the Rams this year either. Okay.
The Cardinals we're talking about.
Cardinals
too.
Hopkins
said he would restructure his contract to fit Julio in.
Okay.
That would be bad. That would be bad.
Hopkins is like publicly.
That would be easily the best receiving core in the league automatically. Oh, bang, yeah. Boom. I mean, maybe in history, low key. Like, as far as like receiver combinations, DeAndre Hopkins, that's 1-2. That's literal 1-2.
Yeah.
Literal 1-2 in the league.
In history?
It might be the best ever.
On paper. I'm not going to say it's going to happen like that because who knows what Kyler Murray's real abilities are throwing the ball down the field. But
it's a top five.
On paper, yeah, that's a a greatest of all time type of combination.
It's better than Wayne and Harrison.
On paper.
It's probably, I mean, if Rice and Tim Brown played together a little earlier, that's up there.
Carter and Moss, obviously.
Carter and Moss.
I'm already too bad.
And Plex?
Yeah.
Fuck it, they got a ring. Fuck it. All right, let's fucking wrap it up. Thank you guys once again for tuning in to Most Sports TV. Please visit our website, mostsportsnetwork.com, to get the up-to-date articles and all types of good shit for your sports needs, including the clothes. This is a one-of-one. This is coming out soon, the Windbreaker Tough. Most Sports Premium. Please subscribe. We're handing out hella greens. Hella greens. Our podcast is coming out. It's out on Spotify. Go get it on Spotify. You want to re-listen to this at a different time while you're working, while you're chilling, while you're relaxing? Go on Spotify and look up Most Sports Network and make sure you give us a listen. Because our audio, we way better on audio fucking with these ugly niggas. You already know what time it is, but shit.
You look like the Geico
caveman ass motherfucker.
We on Spotify in case you don't want to look at all this. You know what I'm saying? Pause. But I appreciate y'all once again. Most Sports, we out. Yes, sir.